But yeah, we're taking a look now at resetting the body, the body system, by going on vacation. But just before we go there, let me point this out. This weekend, a lot of you know that I've been sharing some information with you regarding artificial intelligence or hubots or humanoids, whatever you want to call it, artificial intelligence. Specifically, though, that artificial intelligence, which is inside of an entity that looks, feels, and sounds sort of like a human, but it's not a human. It's all about the artificial intelligence. And so there are different names that people are calling it. Some people are just saying AI, artificial intelligence, AI. Some are saying humanoid, some are calling it hubots. And certainly not all artificial intelligence or AI is going to be in these entities that look like human beings. I mean, AI is basically what we're using in our smartphones. AI is what's being used with the little robot type deal that sweeps up for us. You know, all of that has to do with artificial intelligence, but they definitely want to take it to the next level and higher when it comes to the artificial intelligence that's embodied in entities looking like humans. So we've been talking about that quite a bit. This Sunday, I'm going to kind of merge together two themes of my program, one of them being hubots and where the makers and developers of hubots are taking the world in the days, the years to come, and merge that with spiritual perspectives. Does the Bible say anything about artificial intelligence, hubots, images? We're going to begin to explore that this Sunday. And so I definitely want to encourage you to join me for spiritual perspectives this Sunday. And I know that a lot of you will be in worship service. That's no problem. Just keep in mind that if, for whatever the reason, you're not able to join us live by tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, you can also catch us online by going to speakingwith.com. Simply click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can listen to the program, the broadcast of choice. And of course, this one, you know, you can just kind of keep in mind the date of the broadcast that you're wanting to hear. If you can, listen, think about some of the key words that may be included in the title of the program. If I was speaking with a guest, remember that guest's name. But you can always go to this week's guests and topics, and that will let you know the guests and the topics for the week, which day of the week that broadcast would have taken place. But of course, you can find a lot of that information on Listen Online as well, because that will give you the lineup. And if you're using your smartphone, it can be even easier, because then you can just type into the search bar the keyword or the name of the guest who you want to hear, and the program will do the rest. It will bring up a listing of everything that took place with regards to that particular guest or that topic. And you can listen away, and again, truly at your convenience, wherever, whenever, truly at your convenience. Now, with regards to next week, we're also going to be talking about your brain and youthfulness. How many of you have babies, or you're working with babies, and you're saying, okay, this can be kind of challenging. This is challenging at times, and you just kind of wish you could get some rest, but you know that as soon as you can get the baby to rest, maybe you can get some rest. Well, that's one of the things we're going to focus on too, helping baby and you relax. So check out the this week's guests and topics. Again, that's usually up by Sunday evening, and you can find out what we have planned for next week. Now, resetting the body's operating system by vacationing. The vacations actually allow the body to reset, and as a result, to be more present in the moment. Less burnout, higher energy, greater creativity, opportunities for employees to grow their skill sets while shouldering some of the workload when helping out with duties beyond their normal routines. Your body can help with all of that by vacationing. So, that being the case, if we have so many benefits that can come from vacationing, why do so many people choose not to take the vacations? Well, there can be anxiety about the workload that will pile up while we're away. There can be fear that we'll miss out on something important if we're not at work all year, every year. There can be concern that our absence will be perceived as a shortcoming. There can also be the fear that our boss might decide that we're not as essential to the operation as the boss had thought. Well, management should mandate that the employees use their paid leave. It boosts productivity, re-energizes employees, reduces burnout, and improves morale. All of that is good. So it's actually not wise to leave paid time on the table at the end of the year. It's good for everyone for that vacation time to be used. So how long a vacation is long enough? Even a four-night vacation is enough to lower stress and increase well-being that endures weeks after the return to the job. If all you can manage is a long weekend, it's worth the effort to unplug and disconnect from daily life. Worry ages a person, and vacations, whether around the globe or even around the backyard fire pit, enable you to turn off the worry and allow your mind to shift into neutral. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it is good to shift into neutral. You notice how by doing that, you are truly letting some of life's best moments come through you as well as to you? Come on, rejuvenate, vacation. Till next time.